Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me start by expressing my appreciation to you and the P6 as a whole for making every effort to reach consensus on a programme of work for the 2020 session of the conference. While it is disappointing, I hope that the novel approach taken by the P6 this year of working collectively to reinvigorate the CD will set an example for future presidencies. Despite the outcome, we have a responsibility to use the time available to us in this chamber to focus on substantive issues. And in this context, we welcome the opportunity to speak on gender perspectives during this plenary session. A particular priority for Ireland is ensuring a diversity of voices in disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control efforts, including through the full and equal participation of women and men in disarmament and security decision making. Beyond this, the integration of gender perspectives to disarmament and non-proliferation issues is a significant priority. Simple logic dictates surely that if 50% of the population affected by an issue are not sufficiently represented in its resolution and their interests not explicitly taken into account, outcomes will be deficient. Ireland encourages Member States to consider practical ways to improve gender diversity in their delegations at all levels as a means to achieving effective and sustainable outcomes for our work. It is encouraging that the research conducted by UNIDIR, including in the important Still Behind the Curve publication, is being increasingly acknowledged. Ireland, along with Norway and Sweden, was pleased to provide funding to enable this research, which demonstrates the need for increasing the participation of women in the disarmament and non-proliferation machinery. However, increased participation in simple number terms is not sufficient. The increased participation of women will not overcome gender equality or the slow progress being made on disarmament and non-proliferation unless women can meaningfully influence decision-making and until there is a general appreciation among multilateral practitioners of the ways in which substantive disarmament and non-proliferation issues are often gendered. To this end, Ireland welcomes the suggestion that UNIDIR provide a short course on gender perspectives to the coordinators of the working bodies of the conference and would suggest that it be open to participants from all member states and observers. Mr. President, the Secretary-General's agenda for disarmament calls for gender parity and for the full and equal participation of women in all decision-making processes related to disarmament and international security. Applying a gender analysis or a gender lens to our work will result in outcomes that are more equitable. A gender analysis examines the relationships between women, men, girls and boys, including their access to and control of resources and the constraints they may face relative to each other. Gender analyses can be integrated into policy development, implementation and review to contribute to realising a safer and secure world for all in line with the Sustainable Development Agenda. In recent years, important research has been conducted across the disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control machinery by states, the United Nations, the ICRC and civil society, with a view to identifying and eliminating the gendered impacts of armed conflict. Ireland is proud to have contributed to these efforts, both in a national capacity and as co-chair of the International Gender Champions Disarmament Impact Group here in Geneva, along with Canada, Namibia, the Philippines and UNIDIR. We encourage Member States to engage with the wealth of resources available in this area to inform our discussions and guide the implementation of our work. It is also encouraging to see gender issues integrated into disarmament instruments. As the first international agreement to recognise the link between the arms trade and gender-based violence, the effective implementation of the ATT provides an important opportunity to reduce incidents of GBV. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons also includes groundbreaking provisions on gender. It is the first international legal instrument to recognise the disproportionate impact on the health of women and girls of ionising radiation from nuclear weapons use, and also promotes the equal participation in the treaty's work by women and men. We can and should work to include gender perspectives in existing disarmament instruments also. And as we approach the 2020 review conference of the NPT, state parties have the opportunity to consider how these perspectives can be better integrated across the three pillars of the treaty. Ireland stands ready to work with colleagues to ensure the review conference gives adequate consideration to the urgency of these issues. And in this regard, Ireland presented the first official working paper on gender in the context of the NPT to the 2017 Preparatory Committee and submitted two further national working papers on gender issues to the 2018 and 2019 Preparatory Committees. In conclusion, thank you, Mr. President, for providing us with the time to reflect on the issue of gender perspectives. We encourage all Member States to use this opportunity to revitalise our efforts towards gender equality and participation and strengthened awareness of gender perspectives in our work. Thank you very much.